All right, so yesterday, if I recall correctly, we were discussing the different reasons for wearing Big Day Shabbos, like what the basis of, what the kiyum is, I guess you could say, of Big Day Shabbos. So we had three possibilities, that maybe it's Kavod Shabbos, maybe it's Oneg Shabbos, and maybe it's some sort of gedder, some sort of siyag, lest you come to do melacha. So we said there must be several nafkaminas between those three reasons. Now, whether it means that we paskin like one reason or the other, we're probably machmir and all these things, you know, but at least logically, it's helpful to think about a topic in such a way by having the various reasons and then the list of nafkaminas. So let's learn through some of the nafkaminas. The Gra writes, and in Sim Tavkof Yer Aleph, in Hilchos Yom Tov, and it's quoted in the name of the Briska Rav as well, in the Chidushe HaGrach VaHagriz Alashas, the following idea, that there is a difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos in the following sense. That Kavod Shabbos is that which a person does for Shabbos before Shabbos, meaning he does something in advance of Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos, whereas Oneg Shabbos is that which a person does on Shabbos, that he enjoys Shabbos itself, meaning a person tastes delicious food on Shabbos, that is Oneg Shabbos. There is a practice that some people have. My uncle has this practice that he says when he tastes delicious Shabbos food, he says, ah, l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So what he was doing, I always touched up, was that it's really Oneg Shabbos Kodesh, not kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Kavod would be what was done before Shabbos. What he meant to be saying was he was complimenting my aunt, Allah Shalom. He was telling her that you put in so much work, l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, that we're able to benefit from this Oneg of Shabbos. So Oneg Shabbos is what happens on Shabbos itself, and that's why the Rambam brings the din of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos in the fifth parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, and he writes, Chayovin Niels Bibatehen Ner Dolok B'Shabbos, that one should have a lit candle in your house on Shabbos, even if you have no money, you don't even know what to eat, you got to go beg for money in order to be able to purchase oil so they can light Neru Shabbos. Shezeh b'chlal Oneg Shabbos. Because that is Oneg Shabbos. So then the Rambam, in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, 25 chapters later in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam again tells us about Neru Shabbos, but listen to how it's a little different. Misader Adam Shulchano be'erev Shabbos. Person should set his table on Erev Shabbos. V'yeh ner daluk v'shulchan aruch u'mita mutza'as. Make sure that the cushions are nice and that the candles are lit and that the table is set. Shekol elu l'kavod Shabbos heim. Because all of these things are l'kavod Shabbos. Meaning that lighting candles is Kavod Shabbos. So how do you reconcile the Rambam? Candles, Oneg Shabbos or Kavod Shabbos? So look so carefully at how the Rambam says it. It fits so beautifully with the Gra. The first Rambam in Parakeh says, Chayv Lios Bibatehen Ner Daluk Bishabbos. That on Shabbos, candles should already be lit so that it illuminates the house. That is what you're enjoying on Shabbos. And that's why the Rambam explicitly says, that is a kiyum of Oneg Shabbos. But in Perek Lamed, the Rambam says, Misadra Adam Shulchano be Erev Shabbos. And he starts talking about setting the table and making sure the chairs are in order and lighting the candles. And that is Kavod Shabbos. Because Kavod is that which happens before Shabbos. Oneg is that which happens on Shabbos. So it turned out, based on that, maybe a nafkamina for Big Day Shabbos. We said there's two possibilities, or three possibilities, for the Big Day Shabbos. Two of the three possibilities are whether Big Day Shabbos is din in Kavod Shabbos or din in Oneg Shabbos. Maybe nafkamina is, when do you have to change your clothing? Is it dafka, something that must be done before Shabbos begins? Or maybe after your Mekabel Shabbos, you could then right away change your clothing. Because if wearing Big Day Shabbos is din of Kavod Shabbos, l'chora, all Kavod Shabbos activities should be done when? Before Shabbos. Just like you have to set the table and you have to bathe and you have to light the candles before Shabbos. But if wearing Big Day Shabbos is midin Oneg Shabbos, so then maybe you could just do it on Shabbos itself. And Adrabah, maybe it's better to get dressed on Shabbos when you feel good. You're just like you're eating the food on Shabbos. And it's not just about being satiated, maybe getting dressed, the good feeling. Because it could be that it's an Oneg, just putting on nice clothing. If it's a heker, l'chora, there's no difference whether you wear it before Shabbos begins or immediately after Kabbalah Shabbos, although l'chora would be better to do it a little bit earlier, just to the moment. The Ramah in our Chaim Sim Reish Lam Chesiv Gimel says that a person should wear a big day Shabbos miyad, right away after he bathes, because it is Kavod Shabbos. That you should, as soon as you take your shower in Erev Shabbos, get dressed in Big Day Shabbos. And he says, and therefore, a shower should be late in the day in order that you'll be Yalbish Atzmo Miyad. So you can get dressed right away. And the Berak Ras says that the source of this is a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel. Then Naomi said to Rus, Rachatzta Vesachta Vesamta Zimlosayich, that you should bathe, you should anoint your skin with whatever creams and oils you put on yourself, and then right away put on your clothing. So Rabbi Elazar Darshan said that was a reference to Big Day Shabbos, the Gemara says. And the fact that the pasuk juxtaposes bathing with dressing, the Rama says, must be that right after you bathe, you get dressed. So Mishnah Berurah says that women are nohig before Hadlakas Neros to take a shower and to bathe and to wear Big Day Shabbos. And he says, Va'ashrei lehem, that's exactly what should be done. In fact, the Be'er Sheva has a sefer called Be'er Mayim Chaim, and he writes, To'us acheres ra'isi laharbe balibatim beglilus Italia. He says, I've seen a huge mistake that a lot of balibatim in Italy make. She'enom lov she'big day Shabbos le'machnas Shabbos ki'im b'shachris. That they don't wear the Big Day Shabbos Friday night, they only change it to Big Day Shabbos Shabbos morning. Some of them don't even put on a white shirt on Friday night. And they don't realize how Chazal were so makbid that as Shabbos enters, you already need to be dressed for Shabbos. The Gemara says Rabbi Chanina would do an atifa, would wrap himself in Big Day Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, and he would say, Bo v'netzei likro Shabbos Hamalka, let's go greet the Shabbos Amalka. Rabbi Yannai lovish money mali Shabbos v'amar boi kala boi kala. And Rabbi Yannai would wear his Big Day Shabbos and he would say boi kala boi kala. Meaning, what's that boi kala and boi likra Shabbos Malka? So we do it at the end of l'chadoti, right? Meaning that's our greeting the Shabbos. That's our Kabbalah Shabbos. That's why it's immediately followed by Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, meaning all the Lechunaran and all that stuff. Those are Kapitel Chetilim, those are nice things, but that's not the actual Kabbalah Shabbos. The actual Kabbalah Shabbos, meaning let's say you had to do Malacha at that point. So if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos, yeah, it's still okay, right? Meaning that's a famous story with the Maharal, and that's why in Prague they say Mizmor Shir twice. There's some sort of Maisel like that. I don't have to get into it right now. But that is Nafkamina number one. So Nafkamina number one, whether it's Kavod Shabbos or Onik Shabbos, might be when you have to change clothing. If it's Kavod Shabbos, you have to be Makbid to Dafka put on Shabbos clothing before Shabbos. And it seems that that's the Halacha, because the Ramah highlights the idea that that's what it says in the Gemara, that's what it seems to say in Megillas Rus. But if it's only own at Shabbos, maybe soon after Shabbos starts, you can then get dressed. Now, questions?
So, but everyone would agree that Kavod could turn into Oneg then, according to this?
Yeah, just like Hadlakas Neros, right? You do it in advance of Shabbos, and the Neros are still lit, so it's an Oneg Shabbos, yeah.
Getting dressed as Oneg Shabbos, you get dressed on Shabbos, then the first 10 minutes of Shabbos, there's no Oneg.
Right, you're lacking the oneg. But okay, the first 10 minutes of Shabbos, you're not eating yet either. Meaning, you experience oneg on Shabbos, and that lechora would be good enough. So it seems that Levishas Big Day Shabbos is a din of Kavod Shabbos, and that really you should do it before Shabbos begins. Mishnah Berurah writes on short Fridays, that he says, Nashim, that sometimes women stay in the stores until late in the day, and then they bathe, and then they get dressed. He says, sometimes it leads to Chil Shabbos. So he says, we always have to, Mishnah Berurah says that he's seen that people run late on short Fridays, and they end up being Mechal Shabbos. And he says, better to, especially women who light Nero Shabbos. So he says, better to get dressed in your Shabbos clothing afterwards if you're going to risk Chil Shabbos. Meaning that should be a Dover Pashim. Meaning sometimes a woman wants to, she knows that the Seder Adarim is supposed to be that she showers, then she gets dressed, and then she lights Shabbos candles. But if you're running late, okay, so you'll get dressed after you light Shabbos candles. Just very important. In the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says, not only in a situation where there's a chashash of Chil Shabbos, should you light Nero Shabbos and Big Day Chol, but even if you're going to light before Shkia, but you didn't have Mincha yet, and there's not going to be time for the woman to daven Mincha and also bathe and also get dressed in Big Day Shabbos, so better to daven Mincha and light Neros and b'gdei chol rather than and even not to shower if she doesn't have time for that. But so dav mincha first, because wearing b'gdei Shabbos and bathing before hadlaka is only a minhag. But it's not so pasha that you can be makel to daven mincha after hadlaka or b'tashlumin when she had the ability to choose to daven mincha earlier. So even though, of course, it is best to put on b'gdei Shabbos before Shabbos begins, but you have to, you know, sometimes you have to triage and you have to realize what's more important. And, you know, you can't be continuing to do Shabbos preparations and especially things that involve chil Shabbos after shkia. Okay, that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Again, the nafkamina between whether it's Kavod Shabbos, Oleg Shabbos, or a siyag. So maybe another nafkamina would be what the begadim have to look like. How different do they have to look than Big Day Chol? If the chiv to wear Big Day Shabbos is din of Kavod Shabbos, it could be that just changing clothing to be a Mechabed Shabbos. It doesn't have to actually look different. It's just that you have, like, you have 10 white shirts. So you designate 5 of them, you label them on the inside as Shabbos white shirts, and 5 of them as weekday white shirts. Just like you don't have different candles on Shabbos than you have during the week. It's just that you make sure that you have candles. So I may have many white shirts, some that I wear during the week, some that I wear on Shabbos, as long as, I'm careful that I wear a white shirt on Shabbos. But if the chiyuv is midin onek Shabbos, maybe it's not enough to just wear regular clothing that you would wear during the week that looks the same as your weekday clothing. It has to be an onek Shabbos. You need gadim miyuchadim that are special. So, and if the reason is hacker, then it's never pashut that it would have to look different. The Ben Yoyada in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud says from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like it's not good enough to just change your clothing l'kavod Shabbos. Just go through the action of changing your clothing. The Big Day Shabbos have to look different than Big Day Shol. Than Big Day Chol. It doesn't say v'chibadato shetachlif begadecha b'Shabbos. It says v'chibadato shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos k'malbushcha shel Chol, which means your Shabbos clothing should not be like your weekday clothing. So it's not only the act of changing one's clothing, but it is that the fact that clothing is fundamentally different and looks different than weekday clothing. So, because if someone sees you wearing clothing that's just like your weekday clothing, so they'll think you're wearing weekday clothing. So it sounds like he holds that even if it's din in Kavod Shabbos from the Ben Yoyada, that even if it's din in Kavod Shabbos, the Iker Kavod Shabbos is to wear begadim that look nicer on Shabbos, and that doing the Maisa alone is not enough. All that is al pitoros hanigla. Al pitoros hanistar, though, in the Arizal, in the Shara Kavanos, in Kabbalah Shabbos, he says dafka a person should wear white clothing and not any colored clothing on Shabbos. And he quotes over there, they say from Chaim Vital, v'kibalti mi morizal, I heard from the Arizal, shekafi hatzeva v'givun hamalbushim shelo v'shadu b'yom Shabbos b'ol mazeh, the color of one's clothing on Shabbos in this world, Cain mamish yislabish adam b'olam haba achar p'tiras otam b'yom Shabbos. That's how they're going to dress you up in olam haba on Shabbos. Va'amarli, and the Arizal said to Rav Chaim Vital, ki b'kabbalas Shabbos pamachas nizgale ilav nishmas chacham echad sheniftar b'yamav ra'u lo vishchorim. At one time at Kabbalah Shabbos, he saw a neshama of a particular chacham, and he saw that he was wearing black, which is a sign of avelos. Va'amarlo lufi shebol mazah ha'yelo vishchorim b'yam ha'shabbos l'kacho yimanishim also sham l'albisho achar p'tiraso begadim shchorim af b'yam ha'shabbos. That since in this world he wore begadim shchorim on Shabbos, he wore black clothing on Shabbos, so in Olam Haba they were punishing him by also wearing black clothing. Oh, really?
Yeah, he wants to give shir now.
Oh, he wants to give shir now. Oh, okay. So let him give shir now. I'll be right there. We're going to have to stop early here because Rav Sacks is apparently here. But anyway, you see from the Arizal that we're makbid on white clothing. So the Be'er Halacha writes that if Big Day Lovin on Shabbos or Mechzi Kiyura, then you shouldn't do it. So if it's totally out of the ordinary to be wearing, but at least it's a makor to wear a white shirt, not to wear a pink shirt on Shabbos. You know, so that might also be enough kamina. Okay, we're going to have to stop here because Rav Sacks is here. Everyone's invited to attend Rav Sacks' shir right now. Okay.